In the previous lesson, we learned how to ask someone to speak in English.
Such as, 英語でお願いします。
In English, please. Also, we learned how to say, Is it your first time?
初めてですか?
In this lesson, you'll learn some useful vocabulary and phrases for buying tickets or shopping.
And we'll also learn the usage of the adjective, 大丈夫.
This conversation takes place at
成田空港のバスカウンター。
A bus service counter in Narita Airport. The conversation is between
アシュリーさんと係員。
Ashley and the clerk. Ashley is going to take a bus to her hotel. She's buying a ticket now. The conversation is between a clerk and a customer. So you'll hear
Formal Japanese.
Before listening to this dialogue, we strongly recommend that you look at appendix number 7 and 9 as reference.
羽田空港まで大人1枚子供2枚
4500円ですはいチケットです出発は3時45分です次の人どうぞ
品川プリンセスホテルまで大人1名
3000円です
このデビットカード大丈夫ですか
すみませんそのカードはダメです
このクレジットカードは大丈夫ですか?
はい、大丈夫です。署名お願いします。
署名?
サインお願いします。Your signature, please.
One time slowly.
羽田空港まで大人1枚、子供2枚。
4500円です。はい。チケットです。出発は3時45分です。次の人、どうぞ。
品川プリンセスホテルまで大人1名。
3000円です。
このデビットカード、大丈夫ですか?
すみません。そのカードはダメです。
このクレジットカードは大丈夫ですか?
はい。大丈夫です。署名、お願いします。
署名?
サイン、お願いします。Your signature, please.
Now with the English translation.
羽田空港まで大人1枚、子供2枚。
One adult ticket, two child tickets for Haneda Airport.
4500円です。
That'll be 4500 yen.
はい、チケットです。
Here are the tickets.
出発は3時45分です。
It departs at 3:45.
次の人どうぞ。
Next in line, please.
品川プリンセスホテルまで大人1名。
One adult ticket for 品川 Princess Hotel.
3000円です。
That'll be 3000 yen.
このデビットカード大丈夫ですか?
Can I use this debit card?
すみません。そのカードはダメです。
I'm sorry, you can't use that card.
このクレジットカードは大丈夫ですか?
Can I use this credit card?
はい、大丈夫です。
Yes, this one is okay.
署名お願いします。
Your 署名, please.
署名?
署名?
サインお願いします。Your signature, please.
Your signature, please.
デビットカードはダメですか? You can't use the debit card?So the debit card is not very common in Japan?
Well, it's getting more common. We have our own debit card called J-Debit. But I heard our European coworkers complaining that they can't use the debit card from their home country.
So if you plan to visit Japan, your debit card might not be accepted. So please be careful.
そうですね。
How about credit cards?
クレジットカードは大丈夫ですね。You can use a credit card.
At major stores, it won't be a problem. But Japan is still a cash-based society, so...
そうね。
So there are certain places where you still can't use a credit card.
Yeah. Compared with Western people in general, we carry a lot of cash.
So if you're planning to go outside the big cities and on a big adventure, you're probably better off taking a lot of cash.
Mm.
Japan is very safe, so that's not too big of an issue.
そうですね。
But inside of Tokyo, nowadays, you're pretty okay with a credit card in most places.
そうですね。
Usually, they'll have a sticker saying that they accept credit cards. But if not, you can ask if they accept credit cards by saying,
クレジットカード大丈夫ですか?
Are credit cards okay? So now you have the tools to even ask. And, Naomi-sensei, in English, we say Japanese yen.
Mm.
But how do the Japanese call it?
En. It's spelled E-N in Romaji.
When you come to Japan, you'll probably see the yen mark, the internationally used yen mark.
Ah, Y and two bars.
Yes. But in many other locations, you'll see Arabic numerals followed by the kanji for N. And that's how you can find out the price. So be sure to check the lesson notes, as you can see the kanji character for N, Japanese yen, in the notes. Finally, let's just talk quickly about transportation from Narita Airport. Naomi-sensei.
Hi.
How do you usually get back to your home from Narita Airport?
I usually take the train.
Japan has one of the best rail systems in the world.
Mm.
So getting from Narita Airport to where you want to be by train is very easy to do.
Yeah, and it's not so expensive. They also have the limousine bus, and I think Ashley is using that service.
Right. Now, they call it a limousine bus because it's much nicer than a bus you can kind of imagine.
そうですね。I would say taking a taxi to Tokyo from the airport isn't very common.
It is one way too. It's just convenient, but I wouldn't recommend it. I mean, you could take the train to downtown Tokyo for about $10 to $15 if you take the local train. The express train is quicker, but it's about triple the price. But there are many ways to get where you're going. Train, bus, taxi. Okay, on to the vocabulary. First word.
大人 Adult. 大人 大人
Next.
子供
child, children.
子供子供
Next.
ダメ
No, bad.
ダメダメ
Next.
署名
signature.
署名署名
Next.
サイン
signature, autograph.
Sign.
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. Naomi-sensei, what's the first word we'll look at?
空港
Airport.
There are two long vowels in that word, so be careful. Long oo and long o sound.
In hiragana, it's spelled ku-u-ko-u, but it's pronounced
空港
There are two major airports in the Tokyo area. One is
Narita 空港
Narita Airport, and the other is
羽田空港
Narita is very far away. And 羽田 is located very close to the heart of Tokyo. Much more convenient. The next word is super important.
大丈夫
It's an adjective meaning okay or all right.
The opposite adjective is ダメ
No good.Not okay. Useless.
大丈夫
and
ダメ
are two common and useful words that you'll encounter a lot in Japanese. They're often used to refer to states or conditions. For example,
私は大丈夫です
I'm okay.
ダメです
I'm not okay. Actually, it's probably not your first time hearing the adjective 大丈夫 because in lesson 4, Ashley asked Ichiro
大丈夫ですか
Are you okay?Do you remember that phrase? 大丈夫 is one of the most frequently used adjectives in Japanese. So memorize this adjective right now.
そうですね。In the dialogue, Ashley said, クレジットカードは大丈夫ですか? Is credit card okay?
And of course it means, is it okay to use a credit card?
Mm-hmm.
But again, that to use is implied by the speaker and inferred by the listener. Again, it depends on the context. If it wasn't a paying situation,The phrase would be awkward. But again, in Japanese, a lot depends on the context. Naomi-sensei, so what's next?
大人 and 子供
Adult and children respectively. Now, there's one more category you need to know about to buy a ticket. Can you guess? Students.
Right. 学生 Student. Some company have a special discount for students, so you should memorize this word to save money.
Can we hear them once again?
大人
Adult.
子供
Child, kid.
And 学生
Student.
And please look at the kanji for adult. It has big and person. Big person means adult. But please be careful. The reading of the kanji is irregular.
What's the next word?
署名
Signature. In the dialogue, another word for signature is used. It's
sign.
Signature. Now, do both 署名 and sign mean signature?
Right. 署名 and sign means signature. However, sign could mean autograph.
Now, at the shop, you'll hear the shop clerk say,
署名お願いします or サインお願いします
On to the grammar point. In this lesson, you'll learn useful vocabulary for buying tickets.
We'll also introduce a series of important words known as コソアド words.
In the dialogue, Ashley successfully bought tickets for the limousine bus from Narita Airport to Shinagawa Princess Hotel. Let's take a look at some vocabulary and phrases used when buying tickets.
Two types of counters are used in the dialogue. Shall we start with them?
Sure. What are the two counters?
Mai and me. Mai is the counter for sheets of paper, of course including tickets. And me is a counter for people.
Now, Japanese has a lot of counters, which are words that are used to count specific items, usually depending on their shape. The corresponding counter depends on the appearance or makeup of the item. For example, there are different counters for sheets of paper and bottles because they're different in shape. For more information about counters, please check out Appendix number 7.
Me is a counter for people, so one person would be 1 me. Two people would be 2 me. Three people would be 3 me.
You say the number and just add the counter, me. Counters always come after the number.
Also, please notice that the object comes before it. For example, adult is 大人. So, one adult would be 大人一名. One kid would be 子供一名.
Say the object being counted and say the number and say the counter.
大人
Adult, which is the object being counted, and
一
One, the number.
名
The counter.
大人1名
One adult.
How about チケット1枚?
チケット ticket. 1, 1, 枚 counter for thin flat things. So, one ticket. Now, here's something that's interesting. We can actually sometimes, depending on the context, mix and match the noun and the counter. For example, in the dialogue, the other customer said,
大人1枚
Adult, one sheet of something. So, one adult ticket. Again, it's depending on the context. It's okay for her to say the adult and one. Okay, on to the next vocabulary word.
Made.
Literally means until, but it's commonly translated as to, as in to a place. For example,
羽田空港まで.
To Haneda Airport.
ヒルトンホテルまで.
To Hilton Hotel. So in the dialogue, Ashley said,
品川プリンセスホテルまで大人1名.
One ticket to Shinagawa Princess Hotel. Let's break this down.
品川プリンセスホテル
Shinagawa Princess Hotel.
まで
Until or to. So we have
品川プリンセスホテルまで
To Shinagawa Princess Hotel.
大人
Adult
1名
One person. Shinagawa Princess Hotel to Adult one person. And of course it means one adult ticket to Shinagawa Princess Hotel. Okay, on to the next grammar point.
Let's learn コソアド words.
For a detailed explanation of Japanese demonstrative words, or コソアド words, please read the lesson notes for this lesson and also check out appendix number 9.
In lesson 3, we introduced 3 demonstrative pronouns. We learned how to say this one, that one, and that one over there in Japanese.
They are?
これ、それ、and あれ。
Now, in Japanese, when those, this, that words are followed by a noun, the word this, that, and that one over there conjugate.
Right. Like これ becomes この。
So this coffee is not これコーヒー、but
このコーヒー。And それ、that one, becomes その。
That is それ、but that coffee is
そのコーヒー。And あれ、that one over there, becomes あの in front of a noun.
That over there is あれ, but that coffee over there is
あのコーヒー。
Okay, let's recap with the quiz. The quiz will be multiple choice. We'll give you a question and three possible answers. Your job is to guess the answer, okay? First question. What's the unit of Japanese currency? A.
円
B.
mai
C.
me.
The answer is?
A. 円
So in English, yen, but in Japanese?
円
Mai is the counter for paper or tickets, and me is the counter for people. Question 2. How do you say okay or all right in Japanese? A.
ダメ
B.
大丈夫
C.
署名
The answer is?
B. 大丈夫
ダメ means no good. 署名 means signature. This concludes this lesson. In the next lesson, Ashley's going to get some food at a kiosk. You'll learn some useful expressions for buying something.
じゃあまた。
Listen to the entire conversation once again.
羽田空港まで大人1枚、子供2枚。
4500円です。はい、チケットです。出発は3時45分です。次の人をどうぞ。
品川プリンセスホテルまで大人1名。
3000円です。
このデビットカード大丈夫ですか？
すみません。そのカードはダメです。
このクレジットカードは大丈夫ですか？
はい、大丈夫です。署名お願いします。
署名？
サインお願いします。Your signature, please.
Practice with the review track.
一名
One person.
一名い一名大人
Adult.
大人大人一枚
One sheet of paper.
一枚一枚子供
Child, children.
子ども子供ホテル
Hotel.
ホテルホテル羽田空港
羽田 Airport.
羽田空港 羽田空港品川
品川
しながわ品川
yen
円えん円
card
カードカードカード
No, bad.
ダメ、ダメ、ダメ。
Credit card.
クレジットカード、クレジットカード、 クレジットカード
Signature
署名署名い署名
Signature Autograph
サインサインサイン